with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Barbecue Bob is on sabbatical down in New Orleans doing a little research for us. I know he has spent an evening with T-Gid. If you're a listener of the show, you know who he is, from Lafayette, Louisiana. I know he spent some time there. So I'm expecting him to come back with a whole new excitement for Cajun cooking. But sitting in the chair in Big Bob's absence is Nick Roloffs from Gravel Bottom Brewery.
Yep.
Hey, Nick. We're going to dive into a little bit of beer in the fourth segment.
Fantastic.
But right now we're going to dive back into the ocean with our friend Jeff Butzow from Fish Lads. And what I wanted to talk about, Jeff, next is two things. And the first one I want to talk about is when I walk up to your window at the fish market, and you've got 40, 50 feet of display, everything's on ice, it's beautiful, and might I note, it doesn't smell fishy. It's a real fresh, wonderful place to be, but I'm overwhelmed. What are the right three to five things, two to three, whatever it may be, that I should be educated on when I walk to a fresh fish window so that I can ask you the right questions so that we can get on the same page?
Yeah, you know, like I said earlier, the fastest way for us to pin down and help out, you know, make the decision and help you along the way is, you know, we always ask, how are you going to be cooking? And that really narrows it down for us, and we can point you in the right direction. So since we're talking about grilling specifically, to kind of, you know, put it into categories, I would say definitely start with a whole fish option. Any of the whole fish that we have on display at any given time, we usually have probably, I don't know, 12 to 15 different options. There may be one or two that probably wouldn't work out on the grill, like let's say a whole fresh white fish. If, you know, a lot of the flakier fish doesn't really hold up well on the grill. Something like that, though, would be really nice for smoking. I mean, that's not outside right of the realm here. And again, if you were to smoke that, you would want to leave it whole, you know, with the bones and the skin and everything. And that kind of holds everything together. And that's really where you get moisture, you know, and the flavor holds
right
together. You know, the skin and the bones and everything. There's a lot of flavor that comes out of that. It's no different than cooking a bone-in porterhouse or
right
whatever else it may be. You know, those bones provide a lot of that moisture and flavor.
Right.
But then the other whole fish, you know, you're looking at something with a higher fat content. There's black sea bass, which is wonderful on the grill. There's whole snappers that you can do on the grill, no problem, with any kind of like South American flavors. You're talking about olive oil and chili flake and cilantro and lime in the belly, you know, and let that sit for a while and then serve it with any kind of smoky chipotle or chilies and adobo on top of that would be awesome.
Nick, chilies, adobos, all those seasonings. What are you thinking about pairing a beer with something like that?
Oh, man. So with the lighter thing now, we've gone from when you were talking earlier about the, you know, the juicy beef. Now we're talking about fish with bright citrus and spicy characteristics. I think my first instinct is to go to something which is, you know, classically my favorite, pale ales and IPAs, because they're not going to be so overwhelming that they're going to overpower the fish, but they're going to have enough structure to contrast those flavors that you're getting off of, you know, stuffing the fish with citrus and cilantro. And I had a question, but is that a kind of a common practice to stuff herb inside of the fish?
Yeah, usually if I'm getting ready to put something on the grill, I'll have all that fish prepared and rub down with the olive oil and whatever seasonings, and then by, you know, putting the lime wedges or citrus or whatever herbs inside, you know, then you're allowing that to marinate. It's not really a marinade so much, you know, a lot of that stuff.
It's more topical.
It'll come
right
through,
yeah,
right? It'll
right
come through as it cooks, but a lot of it is a garnish afterwards,
okay,
or adding, you know.
So if we stuck with the grill, then is there? You've got, it sounds like whitefish. Those are fresh fish. Where
right
and you talked about sea bass, which are ocean fish.
Yeah,
right?
I was going to say, you know, once we go through the whole fish, then we have a whole display of fish that we fillet in house, and that's on display. So all different kinds of fresh salmon. Any given time of year, we always have a fresh wild salmon choice. It just depends on what time of year. I lived out in Seattle for a long time. You know, grilling salmon is just like at least a once a week thing.
Like grilling a hamburger here.
Absolutely, you know. Yeah. And again, it goes back to that leaving the skin on one side and getting that skin nice and crispy, letting the salmon cook all the way through. You know, you can't go wrong with a nice piece of Wild King salmon, olive oil, hit it with a little bit of brown sugar. I mean, it's so simple. That's the great thing about fish cookery. You know, it's not a matter of overcomplicating. It's not a whole day's worth of planning and soaking and brining or anything like this. It's really just enjoying the simplicity and the delicate flavor. So when you're looking at the fillets, I guess, you know, the number one thing that you have to concern yourself regarding grilling is you definitely want something with a high fat content.
Okay. And you can help with that. What kind of fishes are the fat?
Again, you go through, all the salmon is great. Chilean sea bass is an awesome fish for the grill. It's virtually impossible to overcook sea bass because it has that huge fat content. You can do things like snapper, and there's a few other options that would work, but you're almost better off doing those as a whole fish because you're dealing with a more delicate texture. You don't want the nightmare scenario where you try to flip something and it just disintegrates on the grill. But then, you know, the shellfish or the crustaceans, you know, it's limitless possibilities when we're talking about shrimp. When we're talking about lobster tails, you know, you might only invite the people that you like over that day. Make sure that you like them if you're going into those
kind
of things.
That's fillet day, too, right? Beef side, right? Yeah.
But then the shellfish side of things, too, like I was talking about oysters earlier, that is an awesome item to throw on the grill. You got your buddies over or whatever, and you're just hanging out on game day. Like I said, you'll be hanging out by the grill. You can literally just take them off the grill. Eat them as you're, you know,
as they pop open,
as you're hanging out.
Kind of want to drag the TV out to the grill area, or bring the grill inside if you got proper ventilation.
I mean, you seriously will find yourself just hanging out around the grill all day long. Another great one.
And you have these most of the time in your market.
All the time. Yeah. Year round.
So for the people that don't know, where is your market located?
We're right downtown Grand Rapids. We're in the downtown market, which is on Ionia. It's very accessible, easy to get to, hard to miss.
Tons of parking.
I got one question. What's for people that are kind of maybe already listening and already familiar with some of the things that they might throw on the grill in terms of seafood, what's something more exotic that you might throw on the grill and encourage somebody to, you should check this out. This is really cool.
Yeah. I mean, we do bring in a lot of fish from the South Pacific. So we're talking about ahi tuna is a big one. I've done ahi tuna that, you know, sits in a citrus marinade, which is just be orange juice and soda water that soaks it up really easily. Then you can cut that down into chunks. You could even roll that then in like a fennel seed or something like that. You grill it really quick on each side, and then you would slice that on a bias, and you get this beautiful red, you know,
raw. Red in the center, gray done on the outside with the seed on there. And that sounds gourmet.
Yeah.
But you know what? Three ingredients. You got her done.
Yeah.
Right? But really I would want to touch on real quick. You said soda water in your orange juice. What's that do?
The jury's out on that.
Okay.
I seem to think that it helps penetrate the intermuscular tissue. But, you know, I'm not Alton Brown here. I'm not going to break it down into a science.
No, I get it.
I think it lends itself to breaking down that outside texture. So it's going to absorb that citrus a little bit more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool.
But other exotics, you know, we have mahi. I mean, you're talking about a teriyaki glaze or something to that effect. All those sweet flavors work out great.
Yeah, so the teriyaki glaze usually has a little bit of a higher sugar content in it, right?
Yeah.
And that higher sugar content has a tendency to caramelize, but if I go too far, it gets bitter.
Right.
So maybe you could give us a tip on, with regard to fish, how are we going to know when we're at the dunce point?
The other great thing about fish cookery on a grill is your cooking time is next to nothing. You know, you're like I said, you don't need half a day to work on this stuff. With mahi, you know, it doesn't have a very fine flaky texture. You can cube that. You could even skewer it and put it on a hot grill. And as you're sitting there looking at it, literally, you can baste it with that teriyaki. Give it a flip. It's going to caramelize. By the time it caramelizes, your fish is already cooked all the way through. You can yank it off the grill. It's not going to sit and get bitter on you.
Right. Awesome. Jeff Butzo, Fish Lads and Carvers, thanks so much for being part of the Grilling Guys this weekend.
Yeah.
You know what? Lots of great information. Learned stuff from you every time I talk with you. I'm going to darken your door, and we're going to pull a little fish on the grill and see how I can do. Because
I like it.
I'm absolutely a novice when it comes to that, but
sounds
I'm
good.
Feeling better now.
Great.
So, all right.
Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Coming up next, we're going to talk with Chef Andrew Smith from Meritage Group. If you don't want to grill at your house, he'll do it for you at his restaurant. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Thank you, man. Just a 12-pack of cans, and I'll be good.